Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Schuster, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass live from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. We will sing number 575 in the St. Michael hymnal. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed wherever I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky. The Mass formularies are for in time of war or civil disturbance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, merciful and strong, who crush wars and cast down the proud, be pleased to banish violence swiftly from our midst and to wipe away all tears, so that we may all truly deserve to be called your children. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this you rejoice, although now for a little while you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet you believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord will remember his covenant forever. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company and assembly of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their delights. He has given food to those who fear him. He will forever be mindful of his covenant. He has made known to his people the power of his works, giving them the inheritance of the nations. He has sent deliverance to his people. He has ratified his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. His praise endures forever. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These are some incredible readings that offer us so much to think about. There's a word that sums it up and is kind of the word of the day for your consideration. The word is salvation. Salvation. As it says at the end of the first reading, as you attain the goal of faith, the salvation of your souls. Salvation means to be healed, to be rescued, healed, and saved. It is Jesus' mission, is why the Son was sent into the world, to unite human nature with the divine, to be an exemplar of how to live, and a savior to rescue us, and an advocate to help us along the way of our salvation. It's all of those things, to be taken out of a kingdom of darkness and to be placed into a kingdom of light, to be made children of God so that we may enter into an eternal home with the Father. This is the good news. This is the essence of Christianity. This is the meaning of life, and this is what it's all about. Today, that word salvation should stick with us. The rich young man wants to know what he needs to do to enter into eternal life, to be saved. "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus tests him a little bit, makes sure he knows he's really talking to God, that he's not just talking to a good teacher. "Why do you call me good? No one's good but God." You know you're talking to God is one way of thinking of that part. Jesus is not denying himself. He's pressing upon the young man. And then, of course, the commandments, the law, the basics, the you shall nots, the things you shouldn't do in order to stay in right relationship with God. And then, of course, the individual and personal challenge for him in order to live by the Spirit, in order to truly be saved, is to follow Jesus in poverty. That was the answer for the young man. The question is, do we care enough yet about our own salvation? Do we really have that as our top priority? The first duty, to work out our salvation in fear and trembling before God. And I think it's often that we lose sight of that, because maybe it sounds a little selfish or something, but there's nothing selfish about wanting to be one with Jesus, to be rescued and to be saved. In fact, the things that are going on in the world, and there are many things going on, can pull us away, can discourage us, make us think that our primary mission is something else, like saving the earth or stopping the war or rescuing family members who are, you know, fully adulted and fully free to make their own choices. And those things can disturb our souls a bit. But don't lose sight of the fact that you have one duty that you can participate in no matter what else is going on around you, and that is the salvation of your soul. To ask Jesus, Jesus, what must I, insert your name, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The good news is that Jesus is an advocate. He will answer the question. He will give you the grace. Nothing's impossible for him. He'll show you the way. Once in a while, we get this idea that Jesus is like the enemy of our salvation, that he's out to get us, that the minute we sin, he's ready to count us out. And that's not the Jesus that's presented in the Gospels. He's our advocate. He's quick to forgive. He picks us up. He wants us to be there. The devil is the only enemy of our salvation. It's never God who's trying to throw logs in our way. He's going to explain and teach and love and save and be an exemplar and be an advocate, cheering us on, always wanting us to go and ask for help. Jesus loves it when people like this rich young man come up and ask the most important questions in life. That's why we pray, to put before the Lord the deepest things of our heart and to listen and wait for the answers. And the deepest things of our heart isn't why is there evil in the world, Lord, or why did this happen to me, or why did so-and-so pass away in an untimely manner. Those are good questions, but the deepest question is, what must I do to be saved, Lord? And he can speak to that. And so, remember today the good news that Jesus is the advocate of our salvation, the cause, the exemplar, and our Savior. And may you rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of faith, the salvation of your souls. Let us offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father. For our Holy Father and all our bishops and priests, that they will be authentic representatives of the fatherly love of our Lord for his people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those seeking God's will for their lives, especially those discerning vocations, that they may know the Lord's will and have the strength and joy to carry it out, we pray to the Lord. For peace in our world, and especially for an end to the aggression against Ukraine and its people, we pray to the Lord. For all those who serve our nation, that they will entrust their leadership and service to God and to do his will, we pray to the Lord. For strong and holy marriages, that spouses will be faithful to each other and be strengthened in unity and love, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Michael Ahrens, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Receive our prayers, merciful and loving Father. Pour your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may always remain faithful. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, that will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be mindful, Lord, that your Son, who himself is peace, has destroyed our hatreds by his blood. Look in mercy on our evil deeds and grant that to those whom you love this sacrifice may restore peace and tranquility through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith, save us,
Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your Church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. peace I give to you, says the Lord. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Let us pray. Grant to us, O Lord, that nourished with the delights of the one bread that fortifies the human heart, we may successfully overcome the fury of war and resolutely keep your law of love and justice through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary across America. Coming up next, please call or join in with Cale Clark for The Faith Explained.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
My anxiety is what led me to start going to daily Mass.
Gary Zimek.
Relevant Radio has been a lifeline to me. When I'm struggling, when I am anxious, I get to hear the truth. I get to be lifted up.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio.